Ongoing research on almond tree spacing. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report, part of the Ag Information Network. Franz Niederholzer is a PhD. He's a UCNR farm advisor, specializing in orchard systems based in Colusa County. The thought was you get more yield over time with close-spaced trees, noted Niederholzer.
That's the idea. Also, it's size controlling. The closer you put trees together, Roger Duncan's shown, the smaller the trees are. So he didn't get earlier yield with smaller trees, but closer together, but he did get more production over time, less tree loss. You know, they're kind of bunched together, or you know, they're close together, so there's less, the smaller trees, less wind damage, less shaker damage, because you don't have to shake them as hard. So it might turn out to be not money up front that's the big deal, but longevity of the orchard and health of the orchard. That's what Rogers found out after 20 years, and we'll see. This is just our sixth leaf that we're shaking this year, so.
Niederholzer says he's replicating those trials by Duncan with different almond varieties. It's all being done at the UC Nichols Soil Lab in Colusa County, which is always focused on tree nuts.
Nichols is a private research facility that's operated in the public good, and we have annual field days so people can come and actually see and walk through the block.
And Niederholzer says that's certainly just one of many research projects happening at Nichols Soil Lab. With the Ag Information Network, I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.